Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right. Wild and crazy stuff off air, but that never mind that. Hey, this is the Indie Circuit. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Promi, ready to talk about mild and boring stuff.
Because yeah, that's what's riveting to the listener.
That's what we talk about on air. We save the best content for when we don't hit record.
Oh, that's yeah. Sad. That's the opposite land of what we should be doing.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
We've had it wrong all this time?
Yeah, I've had something wrong all this time.
Me too, but the doctor says it's too late.
On numerous levels.
Yeah.
Did King Don approach you with a revamped Bunch of Dorks cover art?
No.
Thing? Huh.
I have not heard from King Don this week.
Okay. He made up some...
We've both been radio silent since his rebuttal to my review on...
well, you did send him a rebuttal?
I haven't yet. No, I mean his rebuttal.
No, don't bother. I
want to give him a respectful reply, you know.
He wrote back and just... But he sent some artwork for the new Bunch of Dorks page. It looks beautiful. And I said, yeah, because ours now sucks. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. I thought his next step was going to be to approach you, because I have no concept of what to do or why I would do it or how I would do it. But just so you know.
I'll double check. He might have.
For listeners at home, we have other shows, and all of them reside on this bunchofdorks.com. And King Don, who they do a two-dimension podcast, is quite the artist. And he made up these really nice-looking banners and stuff. So, hey, yay for that.
Oh, yeah, Don should be doing comics right now. That's
yeah,
what
he should.
I don't know what he's doing, but that's what he should be doing.
I know. If I had that kind of talent, I would probably be doing that for a living, but I guess it's easier to say that than to do that.
But the thing is I remember going to lunch with him and watching him do this on napkins and crap, just, you know, wasting his time doing it. I shouldn't say wasting time, passing time.
No, doodling. And his doodles are like nicer than...
And it's stuff that... And then I know he used to do some of this. I don't know if he ever did it professionally, but I know in graphics and artwork he definitely did. So I don't know if he ever actually pursued the comic medium itself professionally, but... King Don, if you're listening, we should talk about this.
Yeah, when I get some... I don't know. I'll probably have to do some.
I'll promise him a website too. Like I have, like I have you, and go nowhere with it. You know, because
I'll have to approach him once I get some of these silkscreen lines going. I've been working on a couple dedicated B movie screen printing. I have a screen printing side business that I'm trying to kind of ramp up a bit. And
that's right. You're getting ready for a fall line, aren't you?
Well, I'm getting ready for a B movie line, yeah. and I have
your
some
B movie fall line,
some really neat
your summer
looking
line.
Stuff. And you know, maybe after I get those rolling and get them onto a store, I'll approach him and see if he wants to do like a robot.
I'm picturing
line.
You wearing like an artist beret and sunglasses, and you know, holding your hand up to your chin, and while I and other overweight middle-aged guys walk the catwalk in these shirts.
That's a good idea. Hey, you know, it is a good idea. How about some music? Here it is.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Words that hurt. You drive to earth from girded heavens. Views, points of view, you shout them through electric fences. place you can go to make everything alright. Reach for my hand and we'll slide quietly into the night. I know a thing you could do that would surely help us all. Sirens of crime.
Discover that you're still here.
it's not over. In the dark, something vaguely clear makes it still worth living here. Here's
than having an itch you can never scratch.
All right, that was, of course, our friends Bob Goblin from, I played, let's see, Turn the Hill, I Know a Place, and Turn Gears Turn. I said that wrong. It's From the Hill,
Now
I Know a Place, and Turn Gears Turn.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if it turned out that the person that sent this to you was actually dead and their name was Bob?
Oh, no, that would be funny.
Well, I mean, it would be funny if they had sent it to you from the afterlife.
Not for Bob.
You know, that. But Bob yeah. Goblin, you know?
Yeah, that would. But it isn't because I know him, kind of. I mean, I said that
like I'm disappointed. Sorry, Bob Goblin. I'm not disappointed that you're alive.
No, they're awesome.
I mean, I kind of am, but not really.
They are a hardworking band, I'll tell you that much. They're always touring and, you know, I hope they make it. They've made it. They have lots of CDs out, but I mean, gain I hope they can continue making a living doing it. Keep gaining momentum.
It's hard these days.
I don't know if it's even possible these days. Yeah. I mean, it's possible, but I don't know. There was an interesting, some stupid documentary I was watching that was talking about how, like, music used to change kind of completely the genre when people got sick of it, and it would do like a big reset. And they said it hasn't happened since like
the 90s,
like Nirvana, like kind of was the last time like a genre kind of came over and punched everything in the face. I don't think that's completely true.
I was about to use a word I'm not allowed to use. Come look at the alt section.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's completely true, but it's kind of true. Like, doesn't, like, a lot of, you know, because rap and hip-hop's out there, and metal and all this. I mean, there's all those, like, sub-genres and stuff like that, but nothing's, like, changed the course of popular music for a long time, has it? Like,
basically, since rap kind of went mainstream, and, you know,
and mixed with metal.
And then when every pop song you have has some riff when someone you don't recognize does a rap in the middle of it.
And then there's auto-tuned, so that just sounds like a robot singing anyway.
And then they go back to whatever. I mean, it's fallen into a pretty strong formula over the last 18, 20 years. Really, if you think about it.
But
like,
there's like crazy...
Starting with like the Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys, and that's kind of been like the direction.
Corporate formula kind of
stuff. Yeah, kind of.
That's sad. Because, I mean, well, now it's time for Bob Goblin to strike.
That's true.
No, actually, I think now it's time for...
Hopefully with full force.
Now it's time for the Bat to strike. Like, you know, like a three-piece Japanese horror screamcore girl band. I think that's now's the time for them to really shine. Because if people listen to it, you're just your hair going to back.
People will definitely take notice. I mean, there'll be more accidents on the Courtney Campbell as a result if they certainly start playing that on the radio. But
God bless them. I'm not playing them this week or this show because that's for the next show. If you don't stick around for our BOGO Hour of Power.
Asterisk.
It's, you know, this is the first hour from 10 to 11 on Sunday nights is the indie circuit. Then right after that, we keep yammering on with Saki Bama Gogo. And that's all about games and being a nerd and horrible grindcore female Japanese death metal band. Ask for it, Reed.
Because why not?
Of course, why not? That's exactly it. That's okay.
That should be our slogan.
Because why not? Here's music.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Is happening at all. I'm not convinced that this is happening at all. I'm not convinced that I am right and you are wrong. I'm not convinced that you are listening to this song. Look you in.
it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Thank you. can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
All right, we are back. That was The Death Rays, Songs from the Vacuum. I played, what did I play? Let's see, I played Insect Bones and Adolf Schmidt 9. So, wow, there you go. Hey, I saved a little bit of a surprise for everyone. I guess this was, including Promi, because his eyes are like, why don't you tell me about show prep? today,
Mal's going to do an unboxing on the air, live.
I am. I got,
except you guys aren't going to see any of it.
I got my third
because
man.
Because he's doing an audio unboxing.
I know. But who
cares? You got to put it up to the mic as you rip the packaging open.
I did one of these before. Actually, I did two of these. It's funny story about these. I did the unboxing one time, and this is for Third Man Records. I'm a Vault member, and that means once a quarter, I give them lots of money, and a box shows up with some random stuff, and it's always from Jack White. You know, the Third Man Records is, of course, White Stripes, and he does a lot of really great stuff. One time, it was like, yay, this is so awesome. And then one time, it was like Loretta Swit, or Loretta Ronstadt. I'm like, because my thing was, I wouldn't even look at what the package was, so I could be surprised. That was the last time I did that. So anyway, yeah. So I got ours in the last one was all the Icky Thump 10 year. And it was like huge box set, all this different stuff. And they always put a lot of cool stuff in it, except for Linda Ronstadt or Loretta Swit or whoever it was.
Loretta Ronstadt. Who the hell is Loretta Ronstadt?
Nobody. I'm making up the name. So here we go. I
was going to say, that'd be funny if it was like
Loretta Swit. That was the girl from MASH, wasn't it?
Lorinda's third cousin who was an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, came out with an album. And
she did.
Jack White.
And Jack White was like, this is the greatest thing ever, you know.
I'm going to send it to Mal.
Yeah.
So he can open it on air.
This sucker will buy anything. I couldn't even.
I think that would have been. That must have been an entertaining unboxing.
That's the
just
thing.
To hear your reaction.
I couldn't even feign interest.
Did you have to bleep it? Or?
I went, huh? Okay.
I paid money for this. All right.
I'm a chump. So
on.
Here we go. All right. Yes. Now.
Chump, 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 chump.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a ready made for consumerism. Isn't that great, everyone? Let's see, mystery envelope, manila envelope, nose. A lot of people just buy these and then put them on eBay because they're worth almost more when you don't open them than when you do. All right.
So these are like limited?
Yeah, they're limited edition, and they're always like, a lot of times they're like these crazy colors. Yes. Oh, yeah. So here's like, oh, look at that. There's pictures of the production. And that's the thing. I have all these boxes and all that stuff, and, you know, all this
that's
photography,
awesome.
Yeah. This is like some.
That's like expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The foil printing and stuff.
Wow, cool. Some Detroit. So, there's some pictures of the band. And let's see. Here you go. And then, because there's probably gonna be something in there.
Oh, that is
Jack
so
White,
awesome. That's beautiful. We should describe what we're seeing on air.
Jack White, Boarding House Reach. It's his new album.
Oh wow.
But this is. It might have some kind of zany colors.
Shows you how out of sync I am with everything. I didn't even know he had a new album.
Yes, he does. And it's
the last one, you know, I can't remember the name of it, the one that has the angel on the vinyl.
Yeah. Well, and the weird thing about these is there's always every now and then he'll put like 10 of a special color, and if you get one of those you've pretty much hit the lottery. You know, it's like that's cool. A little 45 with a bowling ball looking style. That's nice. And it's always almost the same thing. It's like a bowl. He has like a 45 and everything is really nice and done. Let's see. What color does this one? This might just be a black one. Oh, weird. Yep. Just a black album. Oh, well. There you go.
Jack White's black album.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice stuff. I can't wait to hear it. And there's posters, of course. Now there's crap all over the studio. And what's in this magic thing? Here's Sally the Bear when she went open what's
packaging.
In the envelope. Now there's always some weird thing. So, you know,
and then the winner is.
Yeah, sometimes I opt out of these things. Sometimes I don't.
You should let Sally look at it so she can be your, you know.
Ah, another, like, what is that, a pen? A pin?
Looks like a coin. No, like a.
It's a, I think, a.
A hypno toad.
She's doing something with her hands.
A record
She's giving a hand job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a. Oh, my God.
Okay,
like
it's a spacer.
It's like a metal 45 spacer. Wow.
That's cool. That looks like they went to one of those, that looks like it was made by like one of those challenge coin companies.
Yeah.
I never would have thought to do something like that. That's really cool.
And then, you know, that's one thing I do like about it. Now I got stung by the, I got stung by the Loretta Ronstadt. But you know, but this stuff, but for the most part, they've been incredible packages, and the stuff like the die cutting and the care that goes into the packaging of a lot of the records and the stuff, it's unbelievable. You know, it's, but whatever.
That stuff is so cool. You know, just to tangentially take over this conversation.
Sure, go ahead. I'm done.
A couple of years ago, Disney came out with this weird offering where it was a, it was only available for 999 people.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Haunted Mansion.
Jack White.
Yeah. Haunted Mansion box set where they'd send you three trunks, quote unquote, over the course of a, over the course of like 6 months, like one every 2 months, that had stuff in it. And the people, I didn't follow it because I was going to do it. It was like $199 to do. And
that's worth it, man.
And of course, I was going to wait to talk about it with Mimi Bunce if she could talk me out of it, since I was a new dad and I needed this like another hole in my butt. And of course, she's like, "That's awesome, go for it." And of course, they were so long sold out. You know,
the
it was
second
like,
that launched,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
sold out.
Yeah. It went up, and then you know, of course, 3 hours later was too late.
Yeah.
And some of the people that got it the first box were kind of complaining about certain things because it was like stuff. It was kind of hard to explain, but they were like artifact things, and then things interacted. Like there was a single China cup, but when you put the cup upside down on something, like the reflection of things that on a pattern on this paper then became words, which told you to, you know, and it was like this big complicated thing. There was this other piece of paper, like when you put it in the freezer, the colors changed on it and, you know, stuff came out. And if you lived in California and you took some of the things that came with it to the Haunted Mansion there was actually interactive stuff that would happen, you know, if you were out there.
All that but, care for just like
999 people.
Yeah.
You know, 999 happy haunts.
Yes.
But you know,
there's room for
like
one
that,
more from what I understand.
Yes. Always room for one more. I always wonder what happens to the there's always
everything
room
shuts
for one
down.
More. Like,
no.
Well, I'm wondering which one gets bumped off, you know?
Yeah, the unpopular.
Maybe that's
one.
What the hitchhiking ghosts are about, you know? Every time
the,
three
the
of those.
The smelly ghost gets bumped off.
Yeah, you know, probably.
Get rid of stinky,
I think that's the one they're putting in the
stinky
grate,
pants
ceiling
the,
up.
Yeah. Stinky pants, the ghost guy. Interesting. So, wow, I bet you those are worth like millions of dollars now. Though.
Probably, yeah.
And a lot of, I think...
I'll imagine they're worthless because it makes me sleep better.
Yeah, no kidding. But I don't know. You say you wanted it, but the chances of you getting it were like none anyway. Cause you
well,
know,
if I'd ordered it when I saw it, but I mean, yeah, it was $200. I was a relatively new dad. It didn't seem like the wisest use of my money. I needed somebody to tell me, what are you, crazy? And by the time that person told me
and
that,
you're like,
it
oh
was
my
too
God,
late.
Wow, yeah. I got the green light and I missed it. Yeah. I don't know. Well, Jack White's famous for doing like crazy stuff. When he started out working at like an upholstery place, and when his band was unheard of, he put 45s in some of the couches that went out. And if you have one of those,
he's like, anybody who's ever bought a couch from Haverty's, rip that baby open.
Rip it open because you might have just won the lottery. I haven't though.
Hey guys, what's up, G? Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
A little early. I
gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Monster. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. 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 This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters. 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 Monsters.
Where Westworld stopped, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right, that was, of course, 8-Bit Weapon. I got their entire collection from 1998 to 2012 for like $9 online, so you should do that. I played, who cares? So anyway, they're all, you know, just whatever. you had an interesting question. We brought up Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, or too young to know, God bless you. Milli Vanilli
enjoy
was
your cartilage.
Milli Vanilli was this quote-unquote group, I want to say either in the late 80s or possibly really, really early 90s. These two dark-skinned dudes that had, like, blue eyes, and they were from Germany, and they had dreadlocks, and they danced in perfect sync with each other.
It was a horrible time.
And they came out with a Grammy-winning album.
Girl, you know it's true.
And then it came out that they didn't actually sing on the album.
Yeah, because during a performance, it started skipping.
Skipping, yeah.
And you're like, what?
And not only that they weren't singing live at concerts, but that they hadn't actually sung anything on the album. It was somebody completely different that did all the singing.
they had ever done was lip sync.
Yeah, and they looked cool. And this turned into like a huge national controversy. There were lawsuits filed. I remember there was a class action lawsuit. If you had bought the record or the CD or the cassette,
you're allowed to punch them in the face for free.
You could mail away and like get a rebate back from the studio, good towards the purchase of a different album.
That's great.
And stuff, which of course, you know, yeah, so do you how many that, people actually
would,
bothered?
Would they even care now? I don't know.
But yeah, that was the question. It was like, when we know now that live in concert, almost none of the big ones really sing live. They've been caught so many times with not syncing up with the music. It's just
like nobody, everything else, no one cares. Yeah.
And with all the stuff they do, of course, no normal human could keep their breath and do all that at the same time. But it's just weird because, yeah, today would anyone have even cared?
Back then, it shook the pillars of the music
industry. It did. It was like big news.
That's like payola. Would I be surprised if everyone was getting kickbacks? Of course they are. Anyway, that's another time that we're out of time. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Pro me.
We hope you have enjoyed the show. Why don't you stick around and listen to the next hour of awesome stupidity?
You mean the next hour of power?